what's the objective of this kind of protest as opposed to what we have been seeing, you know, the mass marches and that sort of thing?
For us, this is a symbolic way to tell everybody that we do make an impact, and we contribute to the economy in two ways. One is with work, and the other one is as consumers.
What kind of economic impact do Latinos have?
Well, we contribute with more than $9.2 billion to North Carolina's economy, and this was only on 2004. So that's according to a study conducted by the Kenan Institute and University of North Carolina of Chapel Hill.
Is this part of a national movement?
Yes. I believe it started in Los Angeles, but every state is doing different activities. It's not like the whole United States is going to do the same thing, but each state independently is choosing and deciding what is the best way to show support to the immigrant community and to support a real comprehensive immigration reform.
What is the atmosphere? What's the environment like right now in the Latino community as the houses of Congress continue to debate this immigration legislation?
They are very alert. They are following everything, all the news, newspaper, TV, radio. They are ready to let their voices be heard. And they have hope. They think that they believe that the Senate can, reach to a good agreement and come up with a real solution for immigration. And they are really eager to be part of this community and to continue working hard and contributing to the economy to this country. And they are, if you talk to them, they are very happy that finally, this. Everybody's talking about it, that we do need a solution for the immigrant community.
What do you mean by good?
A real solution? A solution?
Yes.
Well, it's a solution that has to be realistic, has to be fair, and has to respect human dignity. We cannot ignore that 11, 12 million people are working in the United States already and are contributing to the economy, working hard, and because they couldn't find that in their country, they came here, but still, the government cannot ignore that. So we need a system that gives them a visa that allows them to stay here and in a future time to give them a choice or to become citizens, to be fully part of this community.
The latest one in the Senate, which obviously didn't go through because there were the amendments that the Republicans, the conservatives, wanted to add there, of those who had stayed here 5 years would get this and, mm-hmm. would move towards citizenship. The others who'd stayed 3 years would get this. Then the others who had been here less than two would be taken out. Are you saying that the Latino community in Mecklenburg County is willing to follow the stipulations of these rules, to pay the fines, to make sure they are fluent in English and all of the other requirements?
Absolutely. I am convinced of that. People here, the immigrant Latino community, is willing to do what it takes. And for that, it's just, there is a business here who is advertising to people that they would be, that they had immigrant services, and that they could get them a visa. And so people start going there, and they, of course, it was a fraud, and they were not able to get visas at all because those people were lying to them. So they paid amounts like $4,000 and $5,000 just thinking that they were going to be able to get a work permit that allows them to work with the proper documentation. So that shows you that they are willing to do what the government says to get their papers right and to leave without that fear.
Laura Ciudad, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much for this interview.